This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli officials on Tuesday displayed a recovered Iranian ballistic missile it intercepted during the unprecedented weekend attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing in front of one of the missiles. He said each missile carried 500 kilos of explosives in its warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks last weekend. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged the nation to show restraint in its response. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israel said Tuesday its strikes in South Lebanon killed two local Hezbollah commanders and another operative, with the Iran-backed group saying three of its members were killed as it launched rockets in retaliation. Israel and Hamas ally Hezbollah have been exchanging nearly daily cross-border fire since the Palestinian militant U.S.-designated terrorist group attacked southern Israel on October 7th, triggering war in the Gaza Strip. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a lack of air defense missiles prevented Ukraine from thwarting a Russian missile attack last week that destroyed the biggest power plant in the region around the capital, Kyiv, he said in the interview with PBS on Monday. The power plant was the biggest energy facility near Kyiv and was built to have a capacity of 1,800 megawatts, more than pre-war needs of Ukraine's biggest city.